Newstalk 590 KUGN here at 713. Nice to see the clouds. You know, we complain. We are masters of complaining, aren't we?
I love to complain.
Yeah, favorite pastime.
Doesn't that?
The only complaint I have about complaining is I don't get to complain enough.
So you want more complaining time?
I guess so.
I guess. Tech Talk Thursday here with our awesome friends. It's Mark and Rory in the house. Got a couple of things that they wanted to touch up on. You mentioned make a band. You know, we're thinking music, but from a technology standpoint, there's a big component involved in this.
Yeah, so Make a Band was last weekend at the Wow Hall,
mm-hmm.
and it's a big deal on the radio. We're one of the sponsors.
Yes.
Right. Anyway, so you might not know that there was a big technology component to Make a Band. When you were at the show, there's fabulous prizes, and the way that the artists and the bands get those awards is the audience pulls up this Fanocity app, and you can scroll through and you can see the bands, you can see the artists, and then you can give them awards. And that's how the whole voting component works. And why that's so interesting is because if there wasn't an app to do that, basically you would have maybe you go to an event like that and you'll get like raffle tickets and you can like dump them in a basket or something. And then
go old school. I like that.
Old school, 'cause that's the way it works. Like if you go to like one of these chefs' night out or something like that.
Yeah.
There's always a way to vote, but there's this huge gap at the end where, hold on, everybody.
You got to count everything.
The people are in the back room counting things, and it's the big pain point for those event producers. And so a couple of years ago when Make a Band started, they approached the Fanocity team, and we built an app that makes it so, like, as soon as the last band plays, boom, you already know. You know, we'll give the audience another 5 minutes to vote or something. But as soon as the votes are cast, it's real time, and they can go immediately into that award ceremony, which is super fun for everybody.
So you could do this for any event, actually, though, right? Couldn't you?
Yeah, the Fanocity app will probably be launching in a bigger way later this year.
Okay.
And so things like Brewfests and things like anything that has an audience participation component to it, it's the app for the show. So it'll morph from being the Make a Band app into like the You're at a Ducks Game app or You're at a Brewfest app, depending on what you're doing, it'll change its behavior.
How many on your team? You said, because you're on this team.
I'm on team Fanocity, that's true. And there's about three developers and three business people on that team. So it's about a team of six.
Wow. Very, very cool. I mean, the application's endless, right?
That's the aspiration, is that it'll be the app for any show.
Right. And it doesn't just handle like the voting component, right? Like there's a ticketing aspect to that too.
That's right. So there is, when you do the event, we can also scan Ticketmaster tickets, and cool. We know when you're at the event.
Way cool.
And we're part of the launch this year will be you can do your own ticketing through the app. And so basically you could go to the Fanocity site, set up your event, do your tickets like an Eventbrite or something like that.
Very cool. There was something else that you wanted to hit up on here?
I just want to do
a quick
plug for CamperCon. It is coming up this weekend at Shampooey State Park, just north of Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun weekend of board games and camping. And so the Stumptown Games, they rent out the big group camp spot. And so there's this big field, and you can, bring your tent. And then there's also this big building in there. And so they set up the building, they put out all the tables and do whatever. So if you're into board gaming and you're into camping, this is like the perfect event for you.
So are we talking like the real board games, or is this the digital version of the board game?
No, these are all physical board games.
Okay.
There's really no tech angle here. It's just friends of friends, and it's a cool event.
Nice.
And really, like, a lot of people in the tech world, I say a lot, but I know myself and Mark and some other people, like, it's sort of a way to back away from your screen for a minute.
Sure.
You know, you're in front of a screen all day.
You guys
all
have
week.
To unplug once in a while.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. And so going analog is going old school board games. You know? Yeah. It's a good time.
Absolutely. Have you ever played life-size chess with the real big pieces that are like half the size you are?
Oh yeah, they have those in the park blocks.
Yes, it's yeah. the best.
I walk past those every day.
Oh, so you heard it here first, folks. These two do unplug.
Sometimes.
That's yes, and you got to do it too. You have to do it. So great. Tech Talk Thursday here on KUGN. You want to take us out here, bud?
Absolutely. To learn more about what's going on Tech Talk Thursdays, check out eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.